Good afternoon. A rush of Arctic air continues to produce winds at times exceeding 20 miles per hour and even gusting over 30 miles per hour on occasion. The result, temperatures only in the teens to around 20 for afternoon highs today and wind chill values hovering near zero. Also, the cold winds over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes producing lake-effect snow showers and squalls closer to the Great Lakes, but a few of these snow showers and perhaps a squall could drift through the interior sections of New York and New England for the remainder of the day. As we get into the night tonight, still blustery and cold with wind chills going as low as 20 to 30 below zero, with some places across the higher terrain as low as 35 below. Actual temperatures will drop down to 0 to 5 below on average. Skies will generally clear out, however, and the wind will tend to relax a bit overnight, leaving us with a dry, cold day tomorrow with more in the way of sunshine and a little less wind, so a touch more comfortable but still very cold with highs only between 10 and 15 above zero. The next storm system will emerge out of the middle of the country and head toward the Ohio Valley and eastern Great Lakes. On this track, it looks like snow will break out across interior New York and New England late Friday night and Saturday morning. We could have at least a few inches of accumulating snow on Saturday morning before even milder air comes in and pushes temperatures past freezing and into the 30s with a transition to some sleet and maybe even just plain rain by Saturday evening. Even milder air overnight Saturday night and Sunday morning as we push temperatures up into the lower 40s with a round of rain showers. Then, as colder air flows in behind the system, we'll transition back to snow showers on Sunday afternoon with falling temperatures. This will be the beginning of the next shot of cold air. Not as deep a cold as we're dealing with now. However, readings next week will start off in the 20s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong Pacific storm system will continue to spread moisture and precipitation from the West Coast to the Intermountain West and Rockies through tomorrow. A relatively warm maritime air mass has overspread much of the western United States, with snow confined to the higher elevations from the Sierras, east to the Great Basin, and central Rockies. Farther north, colder Arctic air remains entrenched, and widespread snow is expected from the northern Intermountain West to the northern High Plains. Winter storm warnings are out for a large part of the higher terrain across the west, extending from the Sierras through the Rockies and now into the upper Midwest, including Minneapolis, where the snow will begin tomorrow and will total up to 6 to 10 inches. Additionally, heavy rain will be possible along the west coast from southern Oregon southward through much of California. Strong and gusty winds are also possible, especially at higher elevations. Flood watches and high wind warnings remain in effect. And with the frigid air flowing over the relatively warmer waters of the Great Lakes, lake effect snow will be the result downwind of all of the Great Lakes into the weekend. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City partly sunny and windy, upper 20s, Boston partly sunny, windy, snow showers near 30, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and windy with snow showers and heavier squalls possible and highs in the teens. The average high temperature in Albany today, 36 degrees, the average low 21. The record high 61 set in 2015 and in 1901, and the record low 8 below zero in 1874. Sunrise this morning, 7:19 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold today with scattered snow showers, temperatures holding in the teens. Mostly cloudy and breezy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 below. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds, windy and cold today with a passing snow shower and highs in the lower 20s. Mostly cloudy, breezy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows 0 to 10 above. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold today with scattered snow showers and perhaps a snow squall, temperatures holding in the teens. Mostly cloudy and breezy this evening with snow showers, then some clearing overnight with lows 0 to 5 below. for the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy, windy, and very cold today with scattered snow showers and temperatures holding in the upper teens to around 20. Mostly cloudy and breezy this evening, then clearing overnight tonight with lows near zero. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a little less wind, still very cold in the teens. Snow on Saturday morning, then mixed precipitation changing to rain showers in the afternoon, areas of fog developing in the mid-30s. Rain showers Saturday night and Sunday morning, windy with snow showers on Sunday afternoon, temperatures starting in the 40s, then dropping. Mostly sunny Monday and Tuesday in the 20s, and a mix of sun and clouds back to the 30s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.